Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be a fantastic idea, and some people are just really on top of that particular notion, like Jay, who's called right now, so I'm not even going to tell you about anything else except to put Jay on the air right away, because we're going to reward positive behavior. Jay, welcome to the program. How am I going to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you. Wow, I used to listen to you a lot back in the 90s, and you've always been very helpful.
Cool.
And, and especially about 2000 when I got a divorce after being together for 10 years, had a 9-year-old son, and it was very difficult for 10 years afterwards. But listening to you was helpful. I have to say, I'm just going to give you my question, and then I could probably spend a week with you. After 15 years, so I do have a son, and he's in his early 20s in college and very successful. I'm so happy about that. And I live in a different state from like the rest of my brothers and sisters, and so me and my ex-wife, and so there really wasn't a lot of communication after, you know, with my brothers and sisters and my ex-wife. But recently, I have one sister who is like Facebook friended her, so she kind of pops up more into my life. My ex-wife does. And my ex and I continue to co-parent our child, although we kind of live in different cities too now, and so it's kind of silly, but it's kind of hard to see it rip here. So my question is...
Wait, let me just ask you a question. What's silly about it?
Well, because it's been 15 years and I should be over it.
but you're not necessarily saying, well, I could ask you that, which is, are you still in love with her? Do you want to reconcile? But let's separate that out from the issue of co-parenting. That, I mean, your son presumably is essentially an adult, so the co-parenting probably is negotiating who's going to, you know, whether both of you are going to come to the graduation dinner or something. It's not like you're trying to figure out, you know, who's going to take him to the pediatrician. But
right.
You're going to be co-parenting him for both of the rest of your lives and the rest of his life. So I don't think that's silly. I don't know. When you say silly, are you still hoping that at some point the two of you can resume a marriage or a relationship?
No. Okay. No, and I don't mean to, and she's remarried, and I have no feelings for her, you know, in that
fashion. Okay.
Okay,
so why would you, why does it make you uncomfortable to still have that kind of interaction with her, do you know?
Well, you know, and I have to say, too, there's so many issues here. I have a kind of a long-distance, long-term girlfriend who lives across the other side of the states. And, you know, so I do have someone. It's been different, you know, because we're long-distance. That's another issue. I think what's hard for me is part of it. You know, what's funny, Dr. Joy, is yesterday, you know, I just found your internet show here after all these years when you kind of were off the radio, and I just kind of rediscovered.
Honey, I've never been off the radio. It's just that your radio station may not have carried me.
Yeah.
No, I've always been on. Since God's dog was a puppy. Yeah.
You know, it's just so great to hear your voice again. And really, there's so many quotes from you I just write down and reread. And I should just say I just kind of re-remembered, you know. Your story yesterday about there was a guy that called in about his son who was kind of discovering his football dream wasn't really going to happen.
Right, what's not going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, because you were talking about a musician who it sounds great at 20, but then at 45, not so great. Well, that's kind of my story. So
You're a musician?
I'm 50. And, you know, I did kind of turn a bit of more of a chapter 10 years ago and turned in to, you know, got a degree in music and teach music as a guest teacher, teaching with a bit more of a handful, but I work full time as a sub, and so I kind of have my foot in it, but I still do perform, but I can't help but feel, honestly, at this point in my life, not super fulfilled. And, you know, maybe I know that's part of it, but I'm not super happy with kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
But, my question is, what, there's kind of another dynamic too, in that, you know, 2 years ago, my mother was in her 90s and she passed away. And then, and I think I kind of caused some conflict when, I have many siblings, and, I kind of pushed for my brother to get a good deal on her place because, you know, he had always lived close by and helped her. And I think that kind of offended my sister a little bit. And because she had, you know, she, you know, has done many things over the years. And since then, I've kind of felt a rift a little bit from her. She won't really say it. But I don't know if that has something to do with it. But so my question is, I just kind of feel like I kind of need to call my sister and kind of address it, you know.
Okay.
And say, hey, you know, did I offend you by doing this, and can we talk about it? And
okay.
B, why after 15 years are you sending my ex-wife a Facebook request?
All right, well, are those the two questions? Because I don't want to stop you in the middle if there are more stuff here.
No, those are the two questions. I just, one last thing I want to throw in. What's really interesting, though, where I'm kind of a, you know, where I've been a musician and a working musician, and at least I've been successful in my local area playing casinos and such. And I still do that, even at my age. But my son is a really promising songwriter and has kind of amazed everyone. And I'm so proud because I bought him his first guitar and taught him how to play a bit. He's really developed. He's actually kind of, but he's also pursuing other things, studying computers in college. But he's actually, like, he could really do something. He writes these amazing songs that touch people's hearts. I kind of feel like I can't help but think, oh, my sister just kind of wants to reconnect with my son's mom because, you know, she wants to, you know, kind of.
Well, okay.
Say, well,
let's be careful about ascribing other people's motives to other people. Okay, at this point, presumably, your sister could have her own relationship, her own side relationship with your son. I mean, he's an adult; that she doesn't need mom to vet him anymore. So, let's.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, so I mean, all right, let's go. You've given me a lot here to work with, and let's start with the specifics, and then we're going to go to the general, as opposed to the other way around, all right? Because I think it's probably going to make you feel a little more comfortable as well. Okay, let's start with the obvious of your sister and your discussion with her and her discussion with your ex. Okay, let's start there. First of all, let's start with the easy one, which is her relationship with her with your ex. I mean, look, people have David, who I don't even know if it was David yesterday, but lots of people's mothers, and it wasn't David, it was an email, I think, that we had from a caller whose mom, no, I know who it was. It was last week, and she just, I think we gave it a whole hour at some point. But her concern was that her husband's mother was having a relationship with her husband's ex, and it offended her. And I said, look, they were together a long time. People have friends. When he was married to his wife, he wanted his mother to like her, and we know that one of the things that happens is that we pick people as our mates who either remind us of our, you know, our opposite sex mom or sister or same sex, you know, whatever. So the idea that your sister should have a relationship with your ex, I think would, you know, I don't think it says anything about anything except that they're both adults and they want to have a relationship, and to be offended or threatened by it, I think would be a mistake on your part. And even if we ascribe less than wholesome motives to your sister, first of all, there's nothing you can do about it. But second of all, if there's nothing you can do about something, you might as well put as happy a face on it as possible. And assuming that you love your sister, that at one point you were in love with your ex-wife, the two of you don't hate each other. And if the two of them want to be friends, they have things in common. They both know. Then maybe they met. I don't know if your ex came to your mom's funeral. Certainly would not be unusual, and maybe they picked up the slack there. But for whatever her reason is, number one, you're not going to be able to affect it. Number two, it's going to look petty if you do. And number three, you know, it shouldn't affect you one way or the other. It's not a popularity contest, hopefully, at this moment of love me or love my ex. All right? So chew on that for just a minute. I'll be back, and we'll deal with the entire range, cornucopia of issues here. Sure. Hang on, Jay. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that, to help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. 855-993-7569. We're talking with Jay, who's got some specific issues and then some slightly more global issues, and we're going to look at all of them, as a matter of fact. All right, the first series is have to do with his sister and her relationship with his ex that seems to have heated up a little bit. And Jay and his, you know, in the 4 o'clock in the morning, the world is not a good place for me blues, is saying, gee, maybe it's because my son has some talent and she's trying to kind of piggyback on top of him. And I'm saying, regardless of what it is, let it be. There's nothing you can do about it. It'll make you look petty. Just assume, if you're going to assume anything, assume that that they are bonding over the fact that they both think you're a good guy or a bad guy. And that may be your concern, is they're going to get together and say icky things about you. But there's not much you can do about that anyway. So I think what I would do is just assume that they're friends and that's fine, and let it go. All right, the more complicated issue of you talking with your sister. And there are a couple ways of dealing with this. When's the last time you actually talked with her?
Well, we've seen each other over the summer a couple of different times, as with all my siblings.
How many siblings do you actually have?
Well, there's a total of 7 of us.
Okay. Well, don't be embarrassed. That's my family, too. We have to talk to our parents about that at some point, but it's probably a little late. All right.
Yeah.
So was she friendly? Was she standoffish? Where do you have any...
Well, you know, the thing is, it's, you know, it was just kind of as we're finishing the process of going to my mom's house. And, you know, my sister has always been very much a leader in the family and really kind of organizes things and very strong, very smart, and has always been very supportive of me as well, you know, in many ways. But, you know, there was definitely some kind of weird mom moments and comments that she would make as we went through the house that kind of...
Give me an example.
Well... You know, just she would almost negative comments. You know, okay, here's another terrible thing about me. Dr. Joy is, yes, I'm a longtime cigarette smoker, started when I was young and not proud of it, but, you know, I have not kicked it. But just at one instance when we were, you know, going through items in a china closet and kind of precious things in my mom's, and it's kind of been difficult for me to take a lot of things because that's kind of been another issue. It's kind of difficult to see, you know, my mom's place come apart.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of been a second home for me for a long time because I've kind of been an apartment dweller all my life. And so, but this is kind of where I grew up. But at any rate, so I really haven't taken a lot of things, just, you know, stuff in there. But I took one item, and she kind of made a side comment like, oh, you can use that for an ashtray, and which kind of hurt my feelings.
Okay. All right. So let's look at that. Is she your big sister? Is she your older sister?
She's older.
Okay. Here's how I'd interpret that, which is, and my interpretation is just as an outsider, which doesn't mean it's any better than yours. It's just an alternative way of looking at it, is... We big sisters tend to feel that somehow we're kind of assistant parents, and especially as our parents get older and less capable or even die, that we have to somehow, we've decided we have to take over that role. And it's really not conscious, because if we consciously think about it, we really don't want the role. But quite often we were the babysitters and we were the ones who were left in charge. And so it's sort of part, if not of our DNA, it's at least part of our socialization. And she, I would guess, is a non-smoker. And so her comment, I think, probably reflects less an antipathy toward you than it does a concern for you. Of, you know, and is it snide? Yes. Was it meant to wound? I think it was meant to be heard in that she's concerned. She's probably nagged you about cigarette smoking like 40,000 times. Her intellect understands it's not going to be effective. You're not going to stop smoking until you decide to stop smoking. But that part of her that was socialized into being the big sister, the caretaker, the babysitter, the caretaker of little old Jay, sort of has... Listen, I've been known to, when people get onto an elevator and they smell like smoke, to say, wow, you know, listen, if I can give you a relaxation tape to stop smoking, I'd be glad to do that. And I finally stopped doing it somewhat, partially because people I'm with get really upset with me. What are you doing? Well, they're smokers, and I don't want them to die. Joey, you don't even know them. So if that's any comfort to you, that those of us who feel that somehow our job is to make the world a better, safer place do irritating things like this, and there's no one we're going to care more about than our, you know, our baby brother. So I would view that more as irritating, granted, perhaps inappropriate, but caring rather than angry. All right, and for that particular one. All right, but here, I don't want this to go any farther, and you don't want it to go any farther, so I think what I would do is organize exactly what you're suggesting, of taking your sister out and saying, hey, listen, you're of my brothers and sisters, you're my favorite, or, you know, you're one of the favorites or whatever. And I sort of feel like somehow I've done something to offend you, but I feel like we're not as close as we once were, and I really miss that. Can you give me any suggestions here? Now, one of the possibilities is to say, you know, the thing with George may have bothered you because I really do love you. And if I had to choose between you and George, which hopefully I would never have to do, I would always choose you. But you are so much more competent than he is, and he is so much needier than you are. But I'm not sure I would necessarily bring that up at the beginning for two reasons. First of all, she may not be upset about it, and if she feels, if in fact you're right that is the issue, she may feel defensive because when you look at it in the cold light of day, it makes her look a little grabby. So I wouldn't necessarily bring that. If we're trying to move forward and heal things, we don't necessarily go back and point out something that we suspect may be a sore point. Okay? So I would take her out. I would tell her how much you love her, how much you miss her. And she may say something like, you know, well, I'm just busy or whatever, or saying, okay, listen, I'm not trying to attribute anything other than I want to be more than your Facebook friend. I want to be your offline baby brother. I adore you. You're my goddess kind of guy in your life. Okay. All right. So that hopefully takes care of sister part A and sister part B. Long distance relationships, they suck. Unless this woman is incredibly fantastic and either of you have the thought of moving closer together, I would keep her as a friend and find somebody closer. Just because, especially at 50, is that really what you want? And it sounds to me that you're looking at your life in general, which we're going to get to in a moment, and saying, and a long-distance relationship isn't going to help that. Now, you may feel at this moment, and it's hard to argue, the long distance is better than nothing. But I would argue the counter statement that says, as long as it is long distance, you're not going to look for somebody closer, and it essentially doesn't give you very much. So keep it as a friendship. And you can even keep it as a date, but look closer to home, because the long distance, I mean, I don't know what you're looking for in a relationship, but most of us want somebody when we're feeling sad to give us a hug or buy us an ice cream cone or rub our back or, you know, and that's, you know, phone calls are about the same. They're a little better than Facebook friends, but not a lot. So let me put you on hold, then we'll come back and deal with some of the other issues. Alrighty? I know, you thought we had them all, but trust me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jay, I'm not sure midlife crisis is exactly how I describe it, but going through one of those times where you look at your life and think, oh my goodness. So we started with his sister and relationship with his sister to his ex. I think hopefully we've gotten that one taken care of, which that one should really be off the table.
That was really helpful, Dr. Joy, yes.
Okay, good. All right, and the second of how to deal with sister about seemingly a bit, and my guess is you're absolutely correct, that when you supported your brother over what she felt was her best interest, it, you know, she felt, well, gee, I thought Jay loved me, and so I don't, but I wouldn't necessarily bring it up. I just say there seems to be a problem, and if there's something I did, can we talk about it, because I really miss you, and yada yada, and let her bring it up. Because if you bring it up, she's just going to say, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, or whatever, and if it wasn't the issue, which it probably is, then you've got another issue to deal with. So I'd let her bring it up, but do take her out relatively soon, tell her you miss her, how, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Long-distance relationship, They said, you know, I don't have to dump her, but I'd certainly look for somebody closer to home. You know, presumably you want someone to play with as opposed to someone to talk to on the phone. She could be your Facebook friend. Go ahead.
You're on a roll. I appreciate it. This is such good advice, all of it. You know, just in terms of my long distance, because I have kind of flirted with the thought. Thing is, I'm on the West Coast. She's East Coast Canada. And, you know, she, like yourself, is a psychologist. And,
dear. Dumper. Yeah. That was a joke.
No, but we, yeah, I don't know. I have entertained the thought of moving there, and that's a little, I mean, like in the next year or so, and that's in, you know, I don't know. So I'm
I mean, you're talking about a year, and so, I mean, how long have you known this woman?
Known her for 12 years. She came here, she worked here for like 6 years, and then her job took her back.
So how long have you been involved with each other?
For 12 years, and we've been...
Oh, honey. Listen, yeah. If after the first 6 years, one or the other of you didn't move, what do you think has emerged that's going to make it more important? I think you're kidding yourself, but we'll leave that. I think that's... And be careful about moving on the basis of a fantasy, because presumably the time the two of you were craziest about each other...
Yeah.
...was, either in the first year of your relationship... Or the first year you were apart, and the fact that you've been apart for as long as you were together, but you know that's you're going to have to sort that one out. I think you're kidding yourself. I think you're clutching at straws, which is kind of what I want to get back to. I think that a lot of these issues are swirling around a general sense of malaise, a general sense of, and I don't think it's surprising that when we talked to David yesterday, that's what elicited the response from you of my saying to David, because he's, for those of you who weren't listening yesterday, shame on you. For those of you who weren't listening yesterday, David called because he's got a 21-year-old son who wants to be in the NFL, but he's too small for the NFL. He transferred schools with the idea of being able to play football and catch the NFL's eye at a smaller place. And the coach at the smaller school said, baby cakes, your bench material. You're not going to be first string. And so his son is understandably, if not heartbroken, and probably heartbroken, upset. And so David's calling me because David's impulse was to call and say, you know, get your head out of wherever you placed it at this moment. Deal with reality. You're not going to play football. Let's get on with your life. And I said, no, that's not what we're going to say, because he'll never forgive you for that. And as part of helping David to deal with his son, I said, who did you want to be at this point? And it took him a while, but he got to the point where he wanted to be a drummer. He wanted to be a rock star and really had to give that up at about this age, maybe a little bit later. And I think that's what, and we talked about that, about how that feels. And it doesn't have to be that you give up a dream. It just means that what you do is that you begin, if not closing off, at least beginning to truncate one chapter of your life to lead into the next. So I think, Jay, at this moment, you need to figure out what the next chapter is. The first chapter, it sounds to me, was your marriage and your kid and being a musician. The second stage sounds to me it was kind of the divorce and not seeing as much of your kid and sort of taking a job that was allied that is okay but not exactly what you want. And I think probably your mother dying and having to kind of close down, as you say, your second home, it really ended the second chapter or whatever chapter we're on and began the new one, which is still a mourning to a certain extent, which is, I think, where you are now. What do I do now? And I think the first place is not to start with the West Coast of Canada or long-distance relationships or even your sister. I think the place to start is, okay, what do I want to do? And as you know, there is a way certainly of taking things that we want to do that we, you know, that are kind of speak to our heart and our passion and doing them for fun or as a volunteer or part time. And then things that hopefully that we'd like to do, which may not have been our first choice, but turn out to sort of fit who we are and some of our needs, including maybe needing a salary. And sort of pairing them up. And it sounds to me, I mean, for example, my thing was I always wanted to act. You know, I've been doing it since I was a very young kid, did it fairly successfully all the way through junior high school, college, actually a little bit after college, and then realized that First of all, I couldn't make a living at it. Second of all, I hated auditions, even though I got probably anything I ever auditioned for. It just wasn't going to work for me. So I sort of did psychology, and turned out that I get to kind of combine sort of two things I really love doing, which is knowing how things work, all that engineering stuff, dealing with people, and if not acting, at least getting to perform a little bit. And what I've done in the last couple of years is added some of the acting back in. Very tangentially, much fun, much less pressure on it, because even though it scares the living daylights out of me, it's not how I define myself, and will not ever. So, and I'm not really saying that that's the model. I'm just saying it's a way of thinking about, what do you want to do? Or you're in a different, you're not who you were when you got divorced. You're not even who you were when your mom was alive. You're a different Jay. So what does this Jay want? And be careful about making your happiness and your direction primarily based on somebody else, because it's not fair to them, and it's not workable, because they have their own agenda. And I'm saying, if you want to move to the West Coast of Canada, move to the West Coast of Canada. If this is a woman you really want, seems to me it would have occurred to either or both of you well before now, but that's a different issue. But you don't decide, I mean, unless you decide, all right, I'm going to take 6 months of my life, take a leave of absence or whatever, I'm going to go and I'm going to live with her, and I'm going to get a job out there, and I'm going to play, you know, maybe, and see what happens. And I would be a little cautious about mashing together disparate elements. But if that's what you want to do, then do it, but do something about it. But begin, instead of sort of mourning the relationship you had with your sister, your mom, your marriage, your son, decide, okay, all of those were chapters that have now morphed into other chapters. How do I want to define this next chapter? And it may be a little unclear. Sometimes we don't actually know what a chapter is about. We don't even know the heading until we're kind of start working with the material in that chapter. But I think if you think about it in that way, rather than, well, this didn't quite work out and this didn't quite work out, you're just in a different chapter. So how does this chapter include a relationship with a woman? Does it include a closer relationship with your son? Does it include a closer relationship with your sister? What about your other sibs? Does it mean staying where you are geographically? What does it mean about your work? What does it mean about your music? And all of those need to be looked at as separate entities, kind of in a mosaic, that define, okay, how do I begin this next chapter? And how this chapter ends, or what the chapter after this is, who knows? That's what we call living our life. But I think if you think about it in that way, you're going to have a completely different take on it than the one you've got now, which is, yuck, this isn't really, I'm not really very happy. Okay, what would make you happy? And again, take each of these separate areas, and we've already talked about some of the easier ones, which is your relationship with your ex, maybe, certainly your relationship with your sister, thinking about the relationship with the long distance. But most importantly, I think for you and for most men, it's going to start with, how do I define where my passion is? What do I do for a living? And is there an overlap? Or maybe there is not an overlap. Maybe they need to be kept separate. Or maybe there's a better overlap. Or maybe I've got a pretty good overlap. But I think if you think about it in those ways, you're going to have a whole different take on it.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Joy, I appreciate that. I have thought of taking the 6 months and giving it a try. One thing, you know, I know it is crazy. We've been apart as long as we were together. One thought was, I was kind of, you know, when my mom passed, because I knew that she was getting close. And so that was kind of one thing I told myself, well, when she passes, my son gets closer to into college. But so he gave me a lot to think about here, and I really appreciate it, Dr. Joy.
My pleasure, Jay. If you need some more help, give me a call. 855-99. You're welcome, sir. And I'm honest, I've been on the radio the whole time. Well, I occasionally sleep. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to serve debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, this seems completely appropriate with Jay's phone call, because today, I should have told him, Manny, today is Happy National Kiss and Makeup Day. See, there we go. You anticipated so beautifully. At least it's not melty ice cream day. Today is National Banana Split Day. Well, wait a minute, I spoke too soon. Have you had a banana split any time recently?
Not recently. I haven't had one in a few years, actually.
Yeah, I haven't either. But I've had two ice cream. I guess one is a couple of years ago. A woman at a restaurant I was going to recognized me and sent over a complimentary banana split. You know, other people can like, you know, jewels from Tiffany's. Banana split did it for me. And the other was that when I went to visit my mom, my building had an ice cream social day. And I wasn't here. And one of the people asked me, oh, I know, in my building, they said, would you like to start doing movie reviews for us? And I said, sure, even if you didn't save me ice cream. That afternoon, this huge sundae with three scoops of ice cream and different kinds of toppings and whipped cream and cherries and sprinkles came up. So they clearly know the way to my heart is absolutely easily done with a lot of whipped cream. See, this is my day, National Banana Split Day, National Kiss and Makeup Day, and National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. This might as well be Dr. Joy Day, right? Right? Can't we just all get along in our secondhand clothes eating banana splits? There we go. There we go. All righty, it's also the day that the National Park Service in 1916 was created. It seems to me they could have done a little earlier in the year, so people could have gone to a national park over the summer, but I suppose better August than never. Right? The end of August? Maybe they had an early Labor Day that year. We have a late one. In 1950, Harry Truman orders the U.S. Army to seize control of the nation's railroads to avert a strike. I didn't know that. Or maybe I did and just sort of didn't. You know, I sort of remember Harry Truman for saying the buck stops here and dropping the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And his hat. All right, the coolest name in the world, I think, joined the UN on this day in 1980, Zimbabwe. I mean, isn't that a cool name?
Yeah, it is.
Let's see if it means something in Swahili. I mean, wouldn't that be cool? Like, it probably means something like, it's actually the Republic of Zimbabwe. It's between Zambezi and the Limpopo Rivers. Pretty cool. But doesn't say what it means. The motto is unity, freedom, and work. But, you know, I was hoping for kind of a definition. It has 13 million people and 16 official languages. That may be why they don't have a specific name. Zimbabwe just may be one letter from each of the languages it speaks. Oh, wait a minute. The name Zimbabwe is based on a Shona term for Great Zimbabwe, an ancient ruined city in the country's southeast whose remains are now a protected site. There are two theories on the origin of the word. Many sources hold that the word is derived from Zimbabwe, translated from the Karanga dialect of Shona as large house of stone. Zimba is the plural of imba, which means house. Mabwe is the plural of bwa, which is stone. I'd buy that. The Karanga-speaking Shona people are found around Great Zimbabwe in the modern-day province of Masvingo. Zimbabwe archaeologist Peter Garlick claims, what a nice name. Maybe it's Garlake. A little less stinky. Claims that Zimbabwe is a contracted form of Zimbahawe, which means venerated houses, and the Zaziru dialect of Shona, and is usually applied to chiefs' houses or graves. It was known formally as Southern Rhodesia. It was coined by the black nationalist Michael Mawima, whose Zimbabwe National Party became the first to officially use the name. So 1961. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
I just thought, see, derivations make me, you know, I just love. So it's only been Zimbabwe, essentially. It was Rhodesia before. In 1981, this is kind of a good news, bad news. The Voyager 2 makes its closest approach to Saturn. 8 years later, the Voyager 2 makes its closest approach to Neptune. Here's the sad part. The second to the last planet in the solar system at the time. Guess it was the last solar in the solar system at the time.
Poor, poor Pluto.
Yeah. 2006, they declassified Pluto. I'm still not over that. You know, it's going to take, I may not be over that in my lifetime. I mean, think about.
Unless they reclassify it.
Yeah, well, there's a move to reclassify it.
Right.
Probably not going to happen. But, you know, just on the basis of emotion alone, I think they should do it. I mean, think about poor Neptune. Well, now Neptune is the baby of the solar system. So maybe Neptune. You know what? Neptune probably organized the let's get rid of Pluto. Because
Neptune
took
was
away.
In on the plan the entire time.
Neptune, not only in on it, instigator, right? As a psychologist,
Neptune
we should have guessed
it. Neptune is the catalyst behind the entire
Absolutely.
Plan.
Neptune saying, I used to get all the attention. I used to be the baby. I was the, I was the last planet, you know, and then Pluto came along. Pluto is just a pretender, not even a real planet. Somebody heard that and said, you know what? I think there's a story here. And that's and the rest is tragic history. True. I believe that, don't you? That's why they won't put me on a jury. I can convince anybody of anything, including myself. There we go. Facebook is now opening up a donate button to all nonprofits. I guess that would include me. I think we have a donate on my website. Don't worry about it. Not worried. In some good news, although I don't know because I haven't checked it in the last couple minutes, stock market rebounded a bunch today. They were going to close it down yesterday because at one point it was, in the first couple of hours, it was down 1,000. And that at some point will trigger it. But then it closed down. It would just bounced all over everything. And now it opened up 300 or something at first bell rang.
You know,
could be a rocky ride.
The Dow had a really rough week last week. It was.
Oh, it's rougher this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was down, I think, 500 on Monday and another 500 yesterday. As I said, it was off 1,000 at one point, which is still it's still a fairly minor correction. It's like 1.6 or something. But oil is below $39 for the first time since 2009. Now, how that's going to affect anything, how any of this affects anything. And for those of you who are panicking, I mean, everybody is saying it's not the same as 2008. The banks are in much better shape. The economy was in a completely different, much more fragile status 7 years ago than it is today. But it's certainly something that will not necessarily help you sleep well unless it goes up again today. It's just, and August is usually a very quiet month on the stock market. I guess Neptune is probably involved in this as well. I don't know. I don't think I'm ever going to trust Neptune again. Maybe I shouldn't take a voyage on the sea anytime
soon either.
Neptune
is so corrupt.
I know. They want their water back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.